Kirabo Yisrael, today's daf is daf Yud. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Omer at the two dots where we have Omar Rava. You recall that yesterday we started off a discussion about the sources in the Torah for halachas related to Yamin and Smoil. In particular, back in our Mishnah, we learned that if a person, a Kohen, did a Kmitza B'Smoil, it's possible. And the Gemara asked, how do we know what's the makor that it's possible B'Smoil? And you'll recall yesterday the Gemara said, because I find four times the name or the word smolis legabe the loik shemen shlo metzoyra, where you're supposed to take that loik shemen and pour it into the left hand of the Kohen. Subsequent to that, then we're going to have the hazois, seven hazois towards the Beis HaMikdash, and then we're going to have applications of that oil on the Tenuch Oizen HaYemonis, and the Boyin Yad HaYemonis, and the Boyin Ragli HaYemonis, like we learned yesterday. And the Gemara said, what do we need four times for? Because one time I need Legufe. If I'd only say two times, I would say Ein Miet Achemiet El L'Rabois. That was the discussion we had yesterday. But bottom line, the Gemara said, from that I learned. But like Shemin, it's got to be smallest. But there got to be other avoidos, such as Kmitza, that has to be Dafka B'Yamin, and not B'Smol. So that was the four smallest that we had at the introduction of this sugya on the bottom of Tes Omid Beis. And then the Gemara at the very bottom asked, you know, what do you need to go and repeat by Shemen a lot of what you've already said by the Dam? What does that mean? You recall that we said that Gabi, a Metzoyra that is being Metayer himself, every Metzoyra has to bring three Karbonos. Which Karbonos does he have to bring? Achatos, an Oila, and an Osham. The Osham is the famous Asham Metzoyra that we talk about from time to time. Now, at all times, the Osham has to be a Keves. Remember? Namach, exactly right. So the Asham Metzoyra has to be a Keves. The Gabe, the Chatzis, and the Oila, that depends on how wealthy or how impoverished our Metzoyra is. If he's wealthy, he has to go and bring two additional behemoths to that Keves for Osham. For instance, for the Chatzis, he has to go and bring a Kizbor, a Kivsa, a female lamb. As far as the oil is concerned, oil is always a zocher, he has to bring another keves. He has to bring a keves and a kivsa for the chattas and the oil, for the oil and the chattas, and besides that, another keves for the usher. That's if he's an usher. However, if he's a poor fellow, Asham Mitzray remains the same. That has to be a keves. The gabbe chattas and oil, instead of bringing two behemoths, he brings two oifois. One oif is going to be an oilis oif, one's going to be a chattas oif. Okay, that's the chilik between the Metzoyer Osh and Metzoyer Ani. The Gabi, however, the Nesinas Hadam, that applies to both of them. Because
he cannot bring, right? Asylus he cannot bring.
He cannot bring Asylus.
That's a problem of your rate.
That's only by the three that you have at the end of Parshas Vayikra. But here, it's also Grada called at the end of Amasechta, and in Bechoyreis, we're going to have a Mishnah that's going to call that as well Oyla V'Yerid, but it's not a three-tiered Oyla V'Yerid. Your normal Oyla V'Yerid is three tiers, right? You start off with the Behemoth, then Oifus, and then Silas. Here you only have the two, which is the Behemoth and the Oifus. You have the same thing with Gabi, a Yoledis as well, the difference between a Yoledis, Ashira and Aliyah, and a Yoledis Ania, that if she cannot afford a Kevis, then she goes and brings another Oif. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, we have Legabe the Metzoyra, regardless of whether he's an Oisher or whether he's an Oni, you have to have two applications on the earlobe, as well as on the Boyan Yad and the Boyan Regel. What are those two applications? We start off with Yasham Metzoyra, which has to be Geshochten. Now, every Oshem, just like all other Kabbanis, you are Mekabel the Dam inside a Mizrak for purposes of Zrika, for sure. But here we have a second Mizrak in which we go and collect blood, the Dam and Nefesh, for purposes of applying on Tnuch Oizen Hayimonis, the Boyin Yodai Hayimonis, and the Boyin Ragloi Hayimonis. You have those three. The Gemara already asked yesterday, okay, so let's put that aside just for one moment. After that is concluded, then the Kohen has to go and take a Loig Shemen. a loig is the name of a measure and the name of this mizrak over here, and that contains shemen in it, and you take that shemen and you pour it into the kaf hakoyin hasmolas. Not the entire loig shemen, otherwise it would spill all over. But you, enough that holds in his palm, and then from there... I'm sorry?
In the hands of another kohen.
All right, so that's very good. So most Mefarshim learn, in fact, two separate kahanim. Others is a Rashba that said it's the same kohen. But regardless, you have to go and pour it into the left hand, and then either the same kohen or another kohen comes and tovel etzboi inside that shemen in the oil. The first thing he has to do vihizam in a shemen to the Pesach oil moid in that direction. In other words, he's standing in the Azara. He looks at the ulam and heichol, and in that direction, seven times he does a spritz. After that, he goes over to the Metzora, and where he had just placed 10 seconds ago, or a minute ago, the dam, now he goes and places the shemen on top of where that dam was previously. And if you remember, the Gemara at the top of the Amud Aleph of today's daf said, in one case, by the Osher, it uses al dam ha'osham, and the other one, it says, by the Oni, al mekoim dam ha'osham. And the Gemara asked, why do you have to go and say both? And why do you make a switch from dam ha'osham to mekoim dam ha'osham? And the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because if it would only go and say al mekoim dam ha'osham, I'm sorry, if it would only say al dam ha'osham, I would think that you can only properly be metayer this metzora if the shemen touches and resides on the dam ha'ashem. You first put the dam, it's still wet, and now you go and put the shemen on, now you're yaitzim. In other words, now you can be matir, this metzora, to go back and rejoin the rest of the ranks of Klal Yisrael. But what happens if somebody in between took a tissue or a shmata and wiped off that dam, and now you put the shemen, I didn't put on the dam ha'ashem. That's why it says in the Pasuk, al mekoim dam ha'ashem, you can put it on the mokoim, even though there's no dam left, because somebody cleaned it up. No, Ibazoi, so let it only say, al mekoim dam ha'ashem. Oh, if it only say, al mekoim dam ha'ashem, I might think, what happens if there is still dam ha'ashem bim koimai, and I didn't clean it away, and now I would put on the shemen. Oh, yeah, I can't do that. I have a chatzitza problem, because there's the dam there. I'm going to put the shemen on, or it's not going to be on the... on the bayin, it's going to be on top of the dam. K'mash malon, no, it's not a chatzitza. So either whether it was cleaned away or was not cleaned away, it works. Just make sure that you apply the same place, the dam of, not the dam, the shemen, on where the dam was originally.
And the reason why we don't shech the chatos before the asham, because normally the chatos is priority, or is gzeres hakosum.
Usually chatos has priority over an oila, but not necessarily over an asham.
Yeah, because the ashram is more expensive.
That's very good.
It's more sensual. The ashram is the unique.
At the end of Zvachim, the Gemara uses that svara as well, because here you have a minimum, you have to go and pay two shkolim for every single ashram, while theoretically, chatzis, you can go and even pay a penny or a nickel or a pruta and your yoitz. Right? The Gemara uses that as one of, if you remember, towards the end of Zvachim, we had a whole perek, which comes first? Which were the Mekudish comes first,
or the Tadir
comes first, and the Mekudish, we had a discussion, each one of the Kabbanis, which comes first, and one of the Svaris that was given by the Oshem was that it's more expensive, so therefore maybe that's more Chomor than the case of the Chattas. Very good. But anyway, we're getting back to our Gemara now. So that was kind of a basic introduction to today's Gemara. Just one last thing that we learned yesterday was that it says in the Pasuk, Al boyin yoda hayimonis, al boyin ragli hayimonis. And the question was, that we already had by the case of the dam, why was it repeated once again by the case of the shemen? Said the Gemara, the al boyhen comes to tell you one al is besamuch, like we say, v'olav mati menashe. Doesn't mean v'olav mati menashe that the menashe were piggyback on top. I don't know if you like to use the word piggyback in connection with kachim, or in general. But on the back of the other matter that was prior to it, v'olav doesn't mean literally that they are on their backs or on their shoulders. It means they were next to it. V'olav mati menashe. Oh, so here too, by the boyin yad, when you come to the thumb, if you didn't put the dam and or the shemen on the dam, but you put a little bit to the side, och git, it's olav. That's lehachshir tzedotim. What happens if a person says, "Oh, I just went to the, I want to go to the manicure, and this is going to spoil it"? Well, let's do it on the other side. No, do the nishgit. That's why it says al boyen chad lahachshir, and the other al boyen comes to say chad lifsoil tzidi tzedadam on the other.
Have a boyen. What happens?
That's a machlokus.
Oh, that's a big problem. That's
by chalitza, if you don't have, the person doesn't have a leg, they have a problem. They have a problem. Mm-hmm. So you do it in some machlokus. Do you do it in a makom? Or is a person trapped?
Or maybe you do it on the smallest. There is machlokus in the Gemara. What's your backup option if the person doesn't have a bayin? Mm-hmm. One of the swaris, which you just heard now from Barry, was, let's see, put the person's hands on the table, and Nebuch Rachman Litzlan, he's missing the thumb. So on them, makom with a thumb would be, that we should go and...
Because he says, bamakom.
Bamakom, oh, very good, makom, very good. Okay, so now that we have this background, on my Rav, about 10 lines from the top of the Amid, mi'achar dechsiv al dam ha'osham, be'al mekoim dam ha'osham, like we just had now, and uksiva yimonis ba'dam, and we know by dam, it said the word yimonis 3 times, by the oizen ha-yimonis, the boyin yoda ha-yimonis, the boyin ragla ha-yimonis. So the Torah is telling us very, very strongly, that's where it's got to be, on the yimonis by the dam. Now freight yetzrova, al boyin yoda ha-yimonis, val boyin ragla ha-yimonis, dichsivi, not uksivi, dichsivi v'shem in the metzora, osher v'oni lomali. What do I need now, the repetition of the Yemonis once again. Now, although the Gemara uses the expression Ok Tichsivi, the Alboin Yodai Hayemonis, Alboin Raglai Hayemonis, Rashi says the Kash is not on the Alboin Yad and the Boin Regel, because that we already discussed. One is to tell us the Tzedodim, one is to go and passel the Tzidit Tzedodim. So, really, what the Gemara's Kasha is, says Rava, I know that we have the Al Dam Oshem, and I know we have the Al Mekoim Dam Oshem, that's where you're supposed to apply subsequently the Shemin. And I know that it says Yemonis Badam. By Dam it says each time he's boying the Oizana Yemonis, boying Yada Yemonis, boying Ragla Yemonis. So now you put your semicolon. Now, says Rava, Al boying Yada Hayemonis, Val boying Ragla Hayemonis. Not the boying Yad, boying Ragla. The Yemonis, Tichsi Bisham and the Metzoira, Oshav Oni Lamali. Why does this have to be repeated yet once again? This Yemonis, why can't I go and learn it from the Dam? Are you going to tell me? Well, maybe the 2 separate halachas. Maybe the Dam is on the Yemonis, and maybe the Shemen is on the smallest. Says Rava, Miach Dechsev Al Dam Oshem, Val Mekoyim Dam Oshem. Isn't that telling you very clearly, giving you the ways, directions, where do you place the Shemen? Wherever you place the Dam. On the Dam Oshem, Mekoyim Dam Oshem. That we know already. And where do you put the Dam Oshem, Mekoyim Dam Oshem? Which finger? On the Yemonis. The Shtetach Befeirish, the Gavi, the Dam. So now the question is, why do we have to have this repeat performance of the Yemonis, Legabe the Shemen? Just go and say, put it on the Boyin, Yad and Boyin Regel, to teach us Samuch and the Tzidit Tzedodim, etc. But don't mention Yemonis, because once I say, Malkoyim Dam Oshem, Mister, where are we talking about? We're talking about the right one. No, that's the right one. Where's Shelley? He would say, that's the right one, to put on the right one. Shteitach Shem by the Dam, that it's Yemonis. Why do I have to repeat Yemonis by the Shemen? Elomar Rava, and therefore says Rava, the Yemonis, which is repeated 3 times, one by Bayin Yad, Bayin Regel, and by the Oizen, are coming to tell us, Lekola Teira Kula, that there too you do require Yemonises. Which kol ha'teira kula? Elam ha'rabim. Yad, yad l'kmitza, regel, regel l'chalitza, oizen, oizen l'ritzia. That you have over here, the yod l'hayimonis, is to tell you the gabi kmitza. Because by kmitza it doesn't say in the Torah which hand the kohen should use. In fact, it doesn't even use the word hand. It uses the word kaf, which the Gemara assumes kaf means palm. It doesn't mean a spoon. And therefore, once again, which kaf do I use my... from the right or from the left? Remember, kmitza is not just with a finger. You take the palm of the hand and you take the 3 fingers and you cover it over. So now the question is, which one? Oh, so I'm learning yad yad, just like it says over here by the metzora on the boyin yodai hayemanis. And here it says the lotion of kaf. If you look at the Rashi, viz a lotion Rashi of kaf, yad yad the kmitza, about halfway down the omud of the Rashi's. I don't need the Yemonis. I need the boy in Yad. Yeah, to tell us the Tzedodim, Tzidit Tzedodim. But I don't need the Yemonis. Uksib be'kmitzis Yad, v'yimalech chapoy mimena, Oh, again, it doesn't use the term yad, but kaf, just like bi or shiva, right? The gabim mitzayra, right? The bar coin, shava coin, bi and shiva, and we're talking about a by hilchos mitzayra. Here we're talking about the kmitza, but we're learning it from the mitzayra. What does it say by the mitzayra? Again, the lashon of yadei hayimanis by the shaman. So I'm going to learn now the kaf, which is equivalent to the yad. Tehil chayis kmitza, the mad yad mitzoyra yimonis, af kmitza, it has to be with yimonis, the coin has to take it with his three fingers. Rashi points out, as we'll see in the Gemara a little bit later, that that's the reason why we need this yad yad kmitza, because Rava does not agree with the four smolices that we had yesterday with that drasha, so he needs a new drasha of yad yad to go and say the din of kmitza. What do I use the boy in regular hayimanis? Regular chalitza. We just spoke about just about a minute ago. And that is that it says by the Yavama, if she and the Yavama are going to part ways and not going to participate in Yibam, but they're going to do chalitza. Well, Baruch Hashem, most people have 2 feet, 2 legs. So the question is, which leg does she have to remove? Oh, it doesn't say the Torah, it just says, Choltzenal me'al raglai. So I know which regal it is, regular chalitza, it's got to be the right one and not the left one. Finally, what do I do with the oizen hayimonis? Oizen liritzia. What does that mean, liritzia? If a person has an evet, and the evet says, after 6 years, I don't want to leave, I have to sedonias ishtives bonerle eitzi chavshi. So then what do? You bore a hole in that person's ear, and then he stays as the Eved forever, meaning until Yovel year. Ah, so which ear? Is it the right ear or the left ear? Oh, it's not the ear. Fine. Zoki. I'm sorry? No, you put a period after Ritzia. Oh, it's not the ear. Just here. Yad, yad, kmitza, comma, regular chalitza, comma, and oh, it's not period. Okay? Good. Zokti Mariet. That was all very, very good and fine until now. Smolis lemai osa. What am I going to learn from the din of smolis? What does he mean from smolis? Those smolises that we had yesterday. Yesterday we had 4 altogether, 2 by the oisher, 2 by the oni. Initially we're only talking about the smolis of the oisher. I know it says oni in parentheses, that's why it's in fact being removed. That the smolis of the oisher, what do I need? The 2 4, Rashi says, the first one that I needed to go and tell you where you're supposed to pour the shemen. Because if I didn't say, go and pour it al yad ha-smolis, I might think, take it from the loik shemen itself. Maybe you pour it onto the right hand. Maybe you pour it into a new bowl, into a new mizrak. I wouldn't know. So the first one has to say, just to the gufei, like we said in the Gemara yesterday, to say the locha of smolis. But yesterday we said, I have a second smolis. That second smolis has come to tell you dafka over here and nowhere else. Freitimor, but I don't need that smolis anymore to go and tell you only over here by the Loik Shemen and nowhere else. And from that, the Gemara learned the din of the kmitza. Remember, how did we get into all this? The Gemara started calling. How much bismoil? You know, I didn't mean how do you know that if you do a kmitza bismoil, it's possible. So I learned it from the smolises. So, Ibazoi, since I'm now learning yad, yad, the kmitza from the yad, the smallest, also, what do I need the smallest to go and say? Only over here is smallest, but everywhere else it's going to be Yemin. I'm Rav Shisha Bereda of Idi. Lifsel Yemin, the koyin b'mitzoyra, shaloi toimar. I'll tell you why I need the smallest over there by mitzoyra. Because, remember, 99% of the time it's always got to be Yemin, 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 Yemin. And here, for the first time, the Torah tells us, Lagabe, a mitzoyra, that smallest is good. So I might have thought not that the Torah is requiring smolis, but the Torah is giving you leeway, a leniency, and it's telling you, you don't have to do it in Yemin, you can do it in smol as well. And that the Gemara learns it with the Kal V'chaymah. What's the Kal V'chaymah? So the Gemara is smolis mayasa Rav Shishu Rei Avidi. Lifsoil Yemin dekoyin b'mitzoyra. To tell you, no, don't use the Yad Yemin for that loik shemen. You have to use the smolis. Shloi taima, because you might make a Kal V'chaymah. Everywhere else where the Torah does not allow for smart, but the Torah tells you always yamin, yamin, yamin. The gabi, the yad, yad, the kamitzi, yamin, the regular chalitza, yamin, always either it's everything is min. But that's because everywhere else loy nisrabs a smile. But here, by the loy shemen, the mokshich nisrabs a smile, the Torah says, yes, you can use the smile. I would think, no, madach, you can. Everywhere else you cannot use the smile. But the Torah says you can use the amin. Here where the Torah says you can use the smile, and you didn't shouldn't slap the amin, I would say for sure, the smile is good. Chavali, you can use the amin. The amin is always stronger than the smile. So I would have thought. That's why I have to have the second smolus by the oisher. The first smolus by the oisher says, Rashi, you need to go and tell you the gufe, that this is a din of smolus, and not a din of yimini. But how do I know that this is ma'akev, not just the mitzvah, that you have to do it smolus, because I would have made this kal v'chomer? That's why I have the two smoluses. Pray tomorrow, that's all good and fine. But yesterday we had four, two by the oisher, and two by the oni, the idach, the smallest, the yad v'regel b'dimonis, the ani l'may osa. The yeshita takes out, in fact, the extra words, yad v'regel b'dimonis, just says the idach smallest, the ani l'may osa. There I also have smallest. Says the Gemara, tusa nishka kasha. Because we have a general rule throughout Shas, says the Gemara, l'kidatona d'veri rabbi shmoel, kol parisha shenemra b'nishnes, loy nishnes el b'shvil dover shenishchadish bo. Anytime you find a story where you have a repetition of a parsha, so don't think, oh, if it's repeating it, we should learn from every additional word, this, that, and the other thing. Learn a whole bunch of stuff. Go and learn many, many drushes. It says, well, no. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo has repeated the parsha to tell us a chiddush, it could very well be that that's the only intention of the repetition, just to teach us that chiddush. So what does the Gemara mean by that? Says Rashi, very simple. If I only had the first parsha, which would be the parsha of the oisher has to bring three behemoths. And now what am I doing? Instead of three behemoths by the mitzvah oni, I say you can go and bring two oifis and one behemoth. Oh, so Solka Daita Chamina says the Gemara, maybe the repeat of the whole parsha once again, if the mitzvah is an oni, and then it says you have to apply the blood first to the oisin hayimonis and the boyin yadli hayimonis and the boyin ragli hayimonis, and you have to take the nois rashem and you have to go be mazit towards the pesach and white, and you have to go and put it again on the makoyim dam osham again yimonis. I might have thought, like the Gemara thought until now, let's make 100 drushes from that. We have so many repetitious words. Says Tanur Bishmol. No. Anytime you're repeating a parsha, even though it's very, very verbose, you're repeating the whole thing again. The reason is only Bishul Dovishin is Chadishba. And what's the Dovishin is Chadishba over here? Then instead of bringing two additional behemoths, you do two additional oifos besides the Asham.
It doesn't say that explicitly in the Torah. Why don't we
the Tanur Bishmol?
No. What I'm saying is, so we're focusing on the repetition of certain words by the Mitzorah Ani, mm-hmm, that we originally said by the Mitzorah Ashir.
Mm-hmm.
The availability of Ophos instead of Behemos for the Ani, mm-hmm, is explicit in the Torah.
Absolutely.
So why are we saying we're Nischadishbo? We don't need
that. That is a Kiddush.
What I'm saying is we don't need the extra smolus and amins.
Absolutely.
To tell us that, because it says explicitly. So what are those extra expressions conveying to us?
The point that you're making is exactly Rava's point and Son of Rabbi Shmuel's point. Yesterday we had the four smoluses.
Right.
Two by the Ashir, and then we said, what do you need the other two for? And the Gemara had a Gantzachaj, and why you have to have four. Says Rava, based on Tan Rabbi Shmuel, you never have that question to start off with. You only dash in the first two. The fact that the Torah repeats it again by Ani, that is not coming to tell you any new lessons that you should go and write it down and say, okay, besides the first two, there's another two, so it must be that we learn a drasha from there. Says Tan Rabbi Shmuel, no. Any parsha that is repeated, don't start saying, well, what do I need the imanis, or what do I need the bayin yada, what do I need the bayin regular?
Because we're adding the option for the poor ani, for the poor mitzora to bring the ophos, that alone is enough.
That justifies
the whole repetition.
Exactly.
That explains it. Thank you.
Very good.
What were the two the smallest? The first one is this shemin. And then
no, there are four smallest altogether in the Torah. Two of them by the oisher, the mitzora oisher, and the other two are by the mitzora ani.
Right, but the two of them is Torah.
Osher. Why do you need those two?
One is for the palm.
One is to say legufe, to tell you it's got to be in the left hand and not in the right hand, not inside this Mayim Chaim bottle, not in a new pitcher.
No.
But the second one is to go and tell you that not only that's only over here, smallest, but everywhere else in the Torah you're going to go and do it, you mean, only over here. Getting back to our Gemara Vayter.
I'm
Rabbi Bachan. Okay, so you can put two dots. We're going to come back to what we just discussed. But we're starting a new shtickle now. Omer b'shimim ben Lakish. Remember, you're with us, just passed halfway down the aisle. We learned this Gemara already before in Zvachim, as you'll recall. Kol makshim shenemra etzba ukuhuna ein eli yemit. Anytime that you find in the Torah by avoid in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, it uses the term both etzba ukuhuna, you know by definition it's got to be yemin, even though the Torah doesn't tell you explicitly. How? Because chasol kadaitech etzba ukuhuna be'inan eli yemin, because chasol kadaitech. Stop. So this halacha of Rabbi Chanan named Rabbi Shlokish, that you have etzba ukuhuna, says Yimor kasal kadaitach, and habimina, I assumed that etzba kahuna means literally both etzba and kahuna. That tells you it's yamin. Etzba kahuna ba'ina. Kirach siv. Let me give you an example. It says that Gabi the Korm chatos. The lokacha koyim midam chatos be'etzbo'oi. That the koyin has to go and take from the dam chatos with his etzba. What does he do with his etzba? If you're talking about your regular chatois hachitzoinois, he has to go to the top of the mizbeach and put it on the four kronis. As opposed to your normal zrikas adam, as you all recall vividly, you do the mat and you do shtaim arba, you don't do at least one. Exactly. Kira mizbeach. No, here you have to go mitzboy and it goes on the top. And of course, if you're talking about a chatois apnimiois, he has to go inside the Ulam and Heichel, and then he has to go with his finger and do seven times in front of the Paroiches, and then four times on the Mizbeach, etc., etc. So it says in this Pasuk, Koyin be'etzboy. Oh, we have both Etzba and Kuhuna. V'gom Metzoyrev. Now, it still doesn't say in the Pasuk it's got to be the Etzba Yemini. All I know from this Pasuk is that you have Dam by a Koyin be'etzboy. But I'm saying that wherever it says Etzba Kuhuna, in al Yemin. What's the ray of a gomer mitzayir? Because it's a mitzayir. Tachsiv, v'tovel ha-koyin es etzbo'oi, ha-yemonis. Oh, so there it says again the word koyin, and it says the word etzba, and it says yemini. Ah, so and therefore I have from, I'm making like a gzeira shava, just like there it says etzba kuhuna, here it says etzba kuhuna, just like that etzba kuhuna tells you it's got to be dafki yemonis. Here to whatever it says. So it's not just a gzeira shava, it's really a gili kraw. Anytime we find these two magic words together, etzba kahuna b'di avoida, it's got to be a meaning, just like we learn chatos from the Torah. Same thing everywhere else. Freiki mariet. Oh, hari k'mitzet l'ksiv bo ele kahuna. By k'mitzet only says kahuna. Utanan, komatz b'smoil pasul. Oh, dus l'chun z'na mishnah. Now, what does it say in the pasul? If it komatz ha-koyen midam ha'asham, not midam ha'asham, that would be the gabe midam ha'asham. Here we're talking about kmitza. The comments are koyim mimenu meloi kumtzai, mi solta umishamna. So it says over there, the comments are koyim, doesn't say how he does the kmitza. Theoretically, you could do the kmitza with a spoon, with a shovel, with your feet, with your nose. How do you know that it has to be dafka with the right hand?
So, I'm imagining you're going to the
Kmitzah
with this nose.
Yes.
It's a very comic image.
Yes, sorry. Exactly. And that's okay. That's I'm going to add a little bit of Nutzah. But anyway, the point is, the Torah does use the term kaf, not over here, but elsewhere. We quoted that in the Rashi before. V'malich chapoy mimena, which means you fill up the palm. You don't fill it up totally. It's only the three fingers. We're going to learn more about that later in the Masechta. But the point of all of this is, how do I know that it has to be in the right and not in the left? Because it says v'kometz hakoyin, but it doesn't say etzba'oi. Because sol kedai tachini both etzba ukuhuna to tell you this din of yemin, and therefore Omer Rava, either Rava is modifying Reb Shimon Lakish or he's disagreeing, and he's saying oi etzba oi kuhuna. You don't need both terms as long as you see by the avoida the term etzba or the term kuhuna. That's already sufficient. Ah, so that's the between the Rashi between the Havamin and the Maskana, because Reish Lakish said etzba ukuhuna, kusol kadaitach etzba kuni need both. Says Rav, no. Either etzba ukuhuna is enough. And certainly by Kmit, it says v'kometz ha-koyin meloi kumtzai, says koyin. It's gotta be b'yamin. By the way, parenthetically, we're gonna see in the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask astira Rava on Rava. Here Rava says, how do I know the kmitza has to be yad yamin? Because it says the term koyin, and that's already enough. You don't need the word etzva. Etzva oy kahun, it says koyin. I know it has to be in the right hand. That's Rava. Guess what? About 20 lines ago, Ela omar Rava yad le kmitza How do I know it has to be Yemin? Because of the extra times that it says the Boyin Yad and the Boyin Regel and the Oizen by the Shemen, which wasn't necessary. So I learned from that extra Yemonis, Yad Yad the Kmitza, like we had before. So what do I need that Yad Yad the Kmitza for? If I have now the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Koyin, Rishon Yanuk. So the Gemara is going to ask in the Amid Beis, the Chayyim have two separately mudim to tell you the same law that the Kmitza has to be Biyad Yamin and not Biyad Smart. So just keep that in the back of your minds. Okay, so Amalei Abayi. So Abayi now addresses Ravan and says, Etzba or Kahuna is all that you need to tell you Yad Yamin or whatever, regular Yamin. Hare Hoylochas Evorim Lekevish. Tichsiv Behu Kahuna. Tichsiv Vehikr Vahakoynes Hakoyl HaMizbeicha. The Omer Marzu Halachas Evorim Lekevish. Every single morning, Lemoshel, when they brought the carbon oiles tamid in Mesechtas Yuma, it tells us that then they had a pious as who's going to go and bring up the various parts of that oiles tamid that morning. And the Gemara says that when it comes to the carbon oile itself, besides, for instance, bringing the Nesachim and bringing the Mincha together with it and bringing the Ketoidus inside the Heichel, inside the Heichel, you might makrev it, that the for purposes of the Oila itself, an Oila is typically a large animal, so what do you have to do? You go and cut it up into 6 pieces or 9 pieces and you hand it over to
11 Kohanim, right?
Yeah, but I think it was 13 altogether, but that includes, besides the Mincha, the Nesachim, so it was a whole bunch of Kohanim. So they had a whole bunch of Kohanim, and the Mishnah and the Gemara there is very explicit, the order. One takes the head and one takes
like it walks. They brought it up the way it walks.
Okay. So the hind legs and the front legs, right. And this one takes the flunkin and the right side and the left side, and one takes the shedra, which is attached to the lungs and to the heart, and the kaveh. It's all very, very dramatic and graphic and explicit in Mesechtas Yuma. We're going to have it further at Netshem as we go into Mesechtas Tumid as well. Anyway, but the point of this is, Shteitot Nutnan, it says, Haregel Shel Yemin, Bismoil who base oyre lechutz the regel shiyamin, that means the right leg means the back leg as opposed to the foreleg, that back leg of the yamin of the right side that was carried by one of the kahanim bismoil on in his left hand who base oyre lechutz, and the base oyre lechutz means where the oyre was, that's to the outside, so you shouldn't go and see the bloodiness from the inside. You do it in a way so that other people that see it shouldn't look like a bloody mess. What's the important thing? The important thing is that we see from that Mishnah that one of the Kehanim did the avoida of the Halochas Eivorim Lekevesh Bismoil, with his left hand. He was holding on with his left hand to the regel and taking it up on the Kevesh towards the top of the Mizbech. Now the question is, if this happens to be an avoida, and if it says the word koyin, it has to be a min. Shteitav hikrava koyin is a koyin mizbeich, and this halacha says it has to be the right hand. How could he do in the left hand? Ay, vavoy, vavoy. And for the Gemara, ki amrinan, that Rav said a moment ago, that oy etzba oy kahuna, what is that referring to? B'davar ha-ma'akiv kapara, only something that's ma'akiv the kapara, such as Azrika Saddam type of thing. However, halacha sevarim, we know, number one, the actual haktaras evorim is not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev if gesundheit. If for some reason all of the evorim got lost post the zrika sadam, okay, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, but you still had your kapara as a result of the zrika. But here Rashi says we're not even referring to the haktara; we're really referring to the halacha. And when it comes to halacha, halacha, as we know, there's a Reb Shimon, and we're going to talk about Reb Shimon too, that holds that the halacha is not
Efshar Levakel.
Yeah, how is it Efshar Levakel?
You can do the Shechita or the right, or you can do the preparatory work right next to the Mizbeach.
Exactly. The Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam can be right next to the Mizbeach, and then you take it straight from there on top of the Mizbeach, or you do the Zerika Mizbeach. You don't need a halacha. You only need a halacha if there was some distance from the place of the Shechita to the Mokim of the Zerika, etc. So it says the Gemara. So theoretically, we could have done the same thing over here. We could have taken this animal that was Gishochten. Instead of taking the basement Mechaim, we can do kind of a mini basement Mechaim right next to the Mizbeach, on the Kevish, or right next to it. And therefore, there's really no requirement anymore for the Halacha. You're there already. You don't have to take a special bus or train to get there, they're off and out. So therefore, says the Gemara, however, when you're talking about halacha, that's not ma'akiv, because you can always do away with that halacha by doing the avoid and all the preparations right next to the mizbech. Okay, fine. You answered that. Avari Kabbalah, the Gabi Kabbalah Saddam. That's Zavra Ma'akiv Kabbalah. You can't go and do a Zrika Saddam unless you do a Kabbalah Saddam. So that's about the Ma'akiv. The Kosuba Kahuna, Tichsev, Krivu, Bnei Aharna, Kihanim, Es Hadam, Osh, Deitacha Kahanim, Shetach Kahanim. And what does the Hikrivu mean? Hikrivu doesn't mean Halacha. Zu Kabbalah Saddam. Oh, so I see it says the term Koyin, and it says Kabbalah Saddam, so it's Ma'akev, so you should have to go and do it with the right hand, and you should not be able to do it with the left hand. Utanam, but yet we have a Mishnah. Kibbal Bismoil Pasal, so that's good, that's consistent with what we're saying, right. Since it says Etzva or Kahuna, and here it says Kahuna, it's got to be right, and if you did it left, you didn't do it right, you did it wrong. However, Pshimon Machsha, Pshimon says it's kosher. How does Pshimon able to go and say that it's kosher? Didn't we just say now that as long as it says either kahuna or etzva, and here it says kahuna, here it says v'ikri b'nei aharna koyhanim koyin, and that means Kabbalah Saddam, like the Mishnah says, Raisa says. So therefore, Kabbalah has to be koyin, so it has to be a min, had Reb Shimon machshir. And what Reb Shimon ka'am is, you're asking a kasha Reb Shimon, ah, nishkefelech. Why? Because Reb Shimon tarti boy. In fact, it's a machloikis, what do you need? Only kahuna or etzba, or do you need both kahuna and etzba? And that's the machlokes in that Mishnah. The Tanna Kama that says kibbal b'smoilus pasul, he says, it says koyin, as long as it says kahuna, it's got to be yamin. Reb Shimon says, no, my dear friend, I respectfully disagree, it's got to be both koyin and etzba. And it doesn't say etzba over here, it just says kahuna. So therefore, it does not have to be yamin, and that's why b'smoil is kosher. Frey Timur, umbiboy Reb Shimon tarti, is that really true that Reb Shimon reads requires both etzba and kahuna? But Tanya, Reb Shimon Oimer kol mokim shenemer yad eina eli yamin, etzba eina eli yamin. Shteitach, wherever it says in the Torah either the word yad, like we had already a couple yad yad the kamitza, and whenever words it says the gabi in etzba, whether it's in the loy shemen or it's talking about the hazois of the chatos or it's talking about the applications of the blood at the top of the mizbeach hachitzain, whenever it says the word in Torah etzba dos meint yamin. Oh, so I see very clearly that etzba alone is enough. I don't need kahuna the etzba. You just gave a teretz according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, tarti boy, it's not true. Reb Shimon says, as long as it says the word etzba, you're done. You know that that's yamin. So you see that you don't need both.
We have a steering from Reb Shimon to Reb Shimon.
Exactly right. Exactly. According to the way we've just explained the first Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon requires tarti. Here I see Reb Shimon does not require tarti. Exactly, it's a steering. Ever the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds etzba li baya kahuna. Kahuna baya etzba, says Reb Shimon, now making a modification of what Reb Shimon holds, and he says sometimes you only need one, and sometimes you need two. If it says the word etzba alone, you're done. You don't need anything more than that, and that's the reason why he said, when it says in the Torah, yad in el yamin, etzba in el yamin, as long as it's etzba, you're okay. What happens if you have the word koyin? That's very good, but that's not enough. Kahuna boy etzba. Even though it used the term kahuna, like by the Kabbalah Saddam, where it says the krim b'nihana kihanim Saddam. So he uses the term koyin. How did Reb Shimon be machshir? You have to have both. You have to have koyin and etzba.
So now, very good.
So Bill now asks the $64,000 question. Maybe it's $1 million question. You know why 64,000 used to be about 100 years ago?
This is 70 years ago. It's a TV show.
TV show, that's 64,000. Yeah. Anyway, let's get a minute.
What was it?
What Bill's asking is, according to Morris Teretz right now, it depends. If you only have the word etzba, that's sufficient. But if you have the word koyin, that's not enough. You have to have koyin and etzba.
So you don't need koyin at all.
So what do you need koyin for? Just take away the koyin, just put the etzba. You said etzba is enough. So what did Morris say? Yeah, when you have etzba, that's already enough. But if you only have koyin, make sure to throw in also etzba, because you need both. What do you need both for? Just have etzba, and etzba is enough. And that's the Morris kasha. Zok Timor, Nochma, the last line. Zok Timor, Ella. Amen. Etzba, no. Etzba, Leibay, Kuna. Etzba does not require kahuna. As long as it says etzba, you're done. Yamin. Abakuna by etzba. If it says the word koyin or koyhanim, that's not enough. You have to have etzba as well. So Frank Timara, since you always require etzba, el koin lomli, so what do I need the koin for? Says Yimur, you're right. I need the koin to tell you, bikihuna, says Rashi, the big day kahuna, he cannot be wearing his nice bekshen ishtramel, or whatever he was wearing, or blue jeans, he has to make sure to wear the four big day kahuna by the big koin hedjit, and of course big day koin godl, he has eight, if the koin godl is doing the avoid. Frank Timara, I'm still not happy with Reb Shimon. Why? Because there is rika to le kosuba ela kahuna. But his rika just says that the coin has to be zoyrik on the mizbeach. Doesn't say anything more than doesn't use the term etzba, because in fact rika is not the etzba. Utanan, when happens if zoyrik bismoil, it's possible. When happens if you do this rika with smoil, it's possible. Now, normally you would have expected, just like we said back on the Omer Aleph, that if the Kabbalah was bismoil possible, then immediately Reb Shimon says, no, Reb Shimon says, marcher, this is good. What was the machlokes? Because the first man the Yom the Tanakam says kibul b'smoil posel, as long as it just says the word koyin, you know, it's got to be the amin b'smoil is posel. Reb Shimon says no, you got to have both. You have to have koyin and etzba. Since they only have koyin, they don't have etzba. It's kosher. No, over here by Zrika, it also doesn't have the word etzba. It only says the word kahuna. Utnan, it says in the Mishnah Zorik b'smoil posel. V'le palig Reb Shimon, I would have expected that Reb Shimon should go and say no. Just like by Kabbalah, he said it's kosher. By Zerika Saddam, it should also be kosher because it doesn't use the term etzba, it just says koyin. Rabbaya palig bebraisa. You have a good point. In the Mishnah, it's taka silent, but the braisa, which is always an amplification of the Mishnah, it says taka befedish asanya. Let's read the braisa. Kibel besmoil is posel, Reb Shimon Masha. That's identical to the Mishnah that we quoted on the Amud Aleph. Tanakama says Kabbalah b'smoil is possible. Why? Because it says the word koyin. And remember, Rava said either kuna or etzba is enough. It's got to be a min. Okay, so I have the word koyin. Kabbalah b'smoil is possible. Reb Shimon Masha. No, I require both. It has to be koyin mit etzba. Now let's go to the second half. Zorek b'smoil possible. So in the Mishnah, that's where the Mishnah ended. Or continue on to another case. But what does the Braisa say? Zorek b'smoil possible. Reb Shimon Masha. Why Reb Shimon Machshir? Because Reb Shimon says the shitosai you always need not just the koyin, you also need the etzba. And the truth is, you don't really need the koyin. You don't need the koyin at all. I'm to tell you about the big day kahuna, but you have to have the etzba. There's no etzba over here, either by Kabbalah or by Zrika, and therefore it's kosher. So with this, we have for enfit now Reb Shimon and the kasha that we had on the Omer Aleph. But let's go back to Rava, and now we're going to ask the kasha that we spoke about parenthetically on the Omer Aleph. And that is, according to Rava, that just got finished saying that oy koyin, oy etzba, one of the two is enough. And by kmitz, it says in the Torah, v'kometa koyin. So obviously it's a koyin. So therefore you have to have yamin. So why did Rava say, I have another drasha, yad l'kmitza? Remember, we learned that yad from the extra boyin yodei hayimonis by the shemen of the Metzoyra. So Frank Dimorietz, what do I need that drasha for? Let's just learn from the fact that it says koyin. Al hadi amar Rav yad yad the kmitza lamli mikahuna nafka. It's either kahuna or etzba. I have here koyin mikametsa koyin. And for the Gemara, the kasha is very, very good kasha. I need both drashas because I have two separate halachas. Chad lekoyimetz, v'chad lekiddush koyimetz. Now, what does that mean? Kmitza, we don't know what it means, that the kohen has to put his three fingers in and go and collect as much mincha as he can inside those three fingers, and then he has to fold it over, and then he has to wipe it off from both sides. That all has to be the yad yamin, for sure. Now, what happens from that point on? Does he just go and start saying tilim? Does he learn the daf? No. We have to go and take the koimitz, be moilechit, and put it to the top of the mizbeach. Yeah, but you forgot one thing. It's not enough to take the kmitz and be moilech. You have to take that kmitza and put it into a klisharis. And that's the equivalent of like the Kabbalah Saddam, right? We had the four avoidois. We had the kmitza, and we have now, you're putting it into the klisharis. You're being moilech and you're being makter, which are parallel to the four that we had by Zvachim, where you had the shchita, which is keneged the kmitza. You had the Kabbalah Saddam. Here you have the Kabbalah of the kmitza. In the Kabbalah Sakmitza, Koimitz, inside the Klisharis, and you have the same Halacha, and then you go to the Mizbeach for purposes of Zrika by the Dam, or the Haktar of the Koimitz, in the case of the Kmitza. Nutnutsoi Bazoi, that you put it into the Koimitz, and not the Koimitz, into the Klisharis for purposes of that Koimitz, can you go and toss the kamitza from your right hand to the left hand, left hand to the right hand, and make a ganze football out of it, and then put it in eventually. No. That also has to be done biyad yamin. The kiddush koimitz, make sure. It's not very difficult, because since the koin is already holding it in his fingers, in his yad yamin, it makes sense for him now to go and pour it out into the klisharis with the yad yamin. But I might have thought maybe he can go, in the meantime, put it on a leffel, on a spoon, or maybe he can go and put it to the left, and then put it in. No. That kiddush koimitz also requires the right hand, so that's why you have to have two drushes. One yad yad b'kamitza, and one by the fact that it says koin. Presumably the one that says koin, that's the kamitza koin, so that's the kahuna in itself. You don't need the extra etzba, just kahuna oy etzba. That tells you the kamitza. But now the second halacha that you have to go and insert it into the klisharis, that I learned yad yad from the case of the shemen by the mitzvah. Zokti yimara. That's very, very good according to Rava. Why need both drushes? Reb Shimon de boy kiddush koimitz ulman di omen nami de boy kiddush koimitz Reb Shimon ubismoil achshuri machshir yad yad de Rava lomali. What the Gemara is asking according to Reb Shimon is that we find elsewhere, and the Gemara is now telling us here that Reb Shimon, when it comes to kiddush koimitz, he is not as rigid, if you will, as Rava and as other Tanoim, but rather he holds you don't need kiddush koimitz at all, which would mean that the kohen could go and take up the kamitza with his fingers, just leave it in his fingers, leave it clenched so nothing should fall out, etc. Be nicely moilich it to the top of the mizbech and then drop it on top of the marocha. So you don't need a kiddush koimitz, you don't need a klisharis at all. And there are others that say, no. Rav Shimon does require klisharis. Now, come on, you have to have four avoiders. You have to have that. But since this is considered to be, if you will, a second-rate type of avoider, in the sense that the first mandiyama says you don't even need kiddush koimitz at all. The other one said, no, come on, don't go so far. You do need kiddush koimitz, but you don't have to have it in the most exalted fashion by putting in with your right hand. You can even do it with the left hand as all good. So they both agree that Rabbi Shimon is more makel when it comes to kiddush koimitz. The only question is the extent of that kula. So according to one man, you don't need kiddush koimitz. At all, the other one, you do need it, but even smoil is kosher. So in Bazoi, what do I need the yad? Yad, the Rav alumni. Since we said according to Rav, I need two drushes. One drush to go and tell you the kibitz itself. That's the kahuna. Then I need the yad yad according to Rav to go and tell you the kiddush koimitz. But Reb Shimon doesn't need the yad yad for kiddush koimitz. So lovely. And for the Gemara, so lechoy you're going to go and tell me that he needs it lekmitza gufa. Now, why doesn't the Gemara say lekmitza gufa that I know from the fact that it says koyin, like Rav said, remember that was a stira. Rava, here it kahuna is enough, and here it says yad yad. Why do I have to have the two drushes for? But remember that according to Reb Shimon, we concluded it's not enough to have koyin. You have to have etzba together with it, and there is no etzba over here when we're talking about kamitza. I mean, you use the three etzbois, but the Torah doesn't use that term in describing the kamitza. So therefore, Reb Shimon doesn't learn the first drusha of the kahuna mit etzba because he holds you have to have both, and here you don't have both, so you can't learn kamitza from there. Elamai, you want to go and learn it from yad yad. He doesn't learn it from yad yad either. Where does Reb Shimon learn the din of kamitza b'yad yamin? A brand new drasha. That he learns to leave Reb Shimon, mit Reb Yehuda b'rei Reb Chia nafka. The Amr Reb Yehuda b'rei Reb Chia. My time with Reb Shimon. What's the reason for Reb Shimon? The Amakra. This is a pasuk by Mincha. We've had this gemara already previously, where it says in the pasuk, Kodesh Kedoshim, he, Kachatas Vicha Asham. The Mincha is a Kodesh Kedoshim, just like Chatas Vicha Asham. Now the question is, why does the Torah have to go and say Kachatas Vicha Asham?
Kodesh Kedoshim is enough.
Kodesh Kedoshim is enough. I know if it's Kodesh Kedoshim, it has
like
all the
Kachatas and Asham and Ola.
And what else?
On
Shavuos. So what do I have to go and push? In fact, once we're saying Kodesh Kedoshim, why is it Kachat V'Oshim? Why does it say Taka Oyla as well? Why does it go and say Taka Kivsi Yatzeres as well? So Sokti Yimar says Reb Shimon, the reason why it says Kachat V'Oshim is to distinguish between two different types of avoider, and that is Bala Oyiv De Biyad. If you want to go and do the avoid the Biyad, then you have to go and do it Oyiv De Biyamin Kachatos. But oiv de bekli, oiv de besmoil, ki asham. What does the Gemara mean to say? Mm-hmm. We're talking about what happens if he was not mekadesh the koimitz inside a kli, but rather he wants to go and take it up without a kli to the top of the mizbeach, says Rabbi Yehuda b'Reb Chiya, that Rabbi Shimon holds it's just like a korban chatos, that a korban chatos that you have to do be a min. How do I know the chatos? You have to be a min. We already had that on the Omer Aleph because Irtaka says the lashon of koyin mitzba. So they have both etzbuk, and even if you only need one, according to Rabbah, I have both. It's a ficha. Those are suspended. Yeah. So therefore, clearly that has to be bimin. So now, if you want to go and take the koymitz up to the mizbech, since certainly according to one mandiyamar, the first mandiyamar, you don't even need a kli at all. You can go and just take it in your hands. Fine. Do it bimin, just like the chatos. Whether you have to do the Zrika Saddam or the application or the Hazoyt. Sinus, yeah, all of that has to be done. Bimin. Here too, Kachatas, Bimin. But what happens if you decide, you know what, it's too heavy for me, this Kemitza, and I'm afraid it's going to spill, and I want to go and put it into a Kli. That you can do. However, if you're putting it into a Kli, you don't need a Yemin, but Oivde Bismail Ki Osham. Just like by the Osham, you can go and put the Loik Shomen on the Yad Smolis, the Kaf Smolis. Here too. Sorry, but the Hashem Atzair, yeah, we're not talking about the Hashem Ilus or anything else. We're talking about the Nomaich. We'll almost spend another minute or two. So, but we'd be delighted to see your shining face on the screen. Anyway, well, the Kli, if you decide I'm going to take it with a Kli, after all, I want to be a Machmir, I want to put the Kli Shoris and do that second Avoidan. If you want to do that, then you learn it from an Asham, Bala Ivda Bikli, Ivda Bismail, Ki Asham. And therefore, that's how we know Bismail. Oh, but Lemaisa. I do need the first part, Kechatas, to tell you that if you're Oivda, you're doing the Kemitza, it's got to be a min. So, Frey Timoriet, why did we say, according to Reb Shimon, how does he know Kemitza Gufa? I thought maybe I learned that from the Yad Yad. No. Reb Shimon doesn't learn it from Yad Yad. Why doesn't Reb Shimon learn it from the fact by a koyin, it says the word v'kometz a koyin. You learn it from kahuna, because Reb Shimon l'shitasi holds you need both kahuna and etzba. And by kemitza, it doesn't say the word etzba. Okay, so I'm going to learn it from yad yad derava, and that's going to be good according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon l'choyer doesn't require both kemitza and koyin and kiddush koyin. You just need the kemitza alone. Oh, so let's learn from the yad yad the din of kemitza alone. I can't learn that because how does Reb Shimon know the din of kemitza that has to be biyajimin? He knows it from this drasha of Rabbi Yehuda b'Reb Chiya that has to be kachatos, and kachatos has to be imin. It also has to be. So vasa lechton, what am I going to do with the yad yad the rava? Give me a hand. What am I going to use that hand for? That yad. Elakoymetz the mincha. And for the Gemara, loy nitzcha. Elakoymetz the minchas choyte. Oh, minchas choyte, what you were talking about before about the oil of the yoy, right? That. If a person is so poor, right, then not only can't he afford the Kizbur Seira, he can't even afford the Oifais. The only thing he can afford is the Mincha. So what do you do with that Mincha? You also have to do a Kemitza. It's different, as we've learned already several times, Lo Yosem Alei Hashemen, Lo Yitzen Alei Levoina, because it's a Chatasi, and we don't want this person to go around and be so proud and say, oh, you see what a beautiful Mincha I brought. We cut it down to the bare minimum. In a sense, it's a shtikel choyte nisker. He doesn't have to spend more money, but we want him to go and bring such a carbon that it should look a little bit inferior, and people should say, oh, I know why he's bringing it. He shouldn't be such a grace of cracker. He must have done a chas v'shalom, one of the three yisurim, and that's why he's bringing it, etc. Anyway, how do I know that kemitza by the minchas choyte has to be a min? Maybe only a minchas nedava, a regular mincha, has to be a min, the kemitza. How do I know by a minchas choyte? So you're going to tell me, well, what difference does it make? Minchas choyte, a mincha. Sfarad, Ashkenaz, Nusach Chabad, mincha. That's why you don't add the shemen. That's why you don't add the levoina. To show that this is in quote unquote inferior, so that person should really have a terrible bush on his face. Oh yo yo! Then we don't add the levoina.
Is it cruel to put down somebody so much?
So I would have thought. Kamash Malon. That's why you have to have the yad yad together with the other drasha to tell you in all cases you have to be a commit. Kmitza beyamin, both by the minchas nedava and by the minchas choyte. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael, and we continue with you tomorrow. Zay.